Get ready.
It's the second annual Lone Star Sports Big Lot High School Football Classic presented by Von Miller. Saturday, September 15th. Game 1, Stephenville versus Ozen Beaumont. Game 2, Cedar Hill versus Booker T. Washington of Miami, Florida. Game 3, DeSoto versus Trinity Ulis. One ticket gets you into all three games. Saturday, September 15th at John Kincaid Stadium. Gates open at 12. Tickets at the schools and LoneStar-Sports.com. Don't miss the second annual Lone Star Sports Big Lot High School Football Classic. Big Lot, big savings.
To the RF Sports Radio Show. I'm your host, Rodney Fisher. I'll be joined by my co-host, Roy Fisher, here in just a second. I want to welcome you guys to our world-famous NFL Pick Show, where we pick the NFL game, take you guys line by line, game by game, and let you know who's going to win, who's going to lose, and also some inside information as we have it here. Want to encourage you guys to always go to our website, rfsportsradio.com. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/RF Sports Radio. So without further ado, let's get our show started off with a big bang. And let me bring on the star of our show, the one and only, the one that knows everything when I know little, and that's Mr. Royce Fisher. How are you doing,
sir? Hey, Rodney, I didn't know a whole lot last week because my picks weren't very good. How did I do?
You didn't do too well last week. Well, you did okay. You went 10-5. I went 11-4 last week.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad. Since it was the first week of the NFL, you know, I'm pretty sure I wasn't the only one that didn't have a good record. A couple of surprises.
There was plenty of surprises. We'll talk about that. We also talk about what surprises to expect this upcoming weekend of football. One surprise going on right now is the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. By the time we get through, that game should be final. Right now, the Green Bay Packers lead 23-10 over the Chicago Bears, and the Bears don't look like the Bears they look like playing against the Indianapolis Colts. Now they're playing the Packers, and the Packers look like a better team, at least defensively, playing against the Chicago Bears.
Well, Rodney, these are your Bears. You know, you picked them to finish, what, second in the division? I think you did.
I picked them to finish second, I believe.
And I didn't simply because of this fact. They're too up and down for me. They're not consistent. And this is showing exactly why I didn't pick them. But I did pick Green Bay. And, you know, last week was kind of fluke game for Green Bay. I knew they'd get back on track. Too many weapons, man.
Yeah, definitely. And just to let everybody know, Greg Jennings did not start this game. He did not play, still injured. Now that begs the question, will they trade him? I don't think they will, but again, he didn't play. And then Matt Forte left the game with a bad ankle. After leaving the game, he's not going to return. We don't know how long that's going to be. So again, Matt Forte out and Greg Jennings out as well, too. So we'll give you guys updates on that game. About 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter in the game, so let's go ahead and jump into some of the other games that are coming up, Royce. I got to be excited, man. I tell you what, last Sunday was excellent, being able to sit there and watch the game. It was just a lot of fun, man. I enjoyed it a lot.
Was it everything you expected, Rodney?
Everything I expected and more. So let's jump into the picks real quick. We'll give you guys the games as they appear, as they go in order from the early games to the late games, and, of course, Monday night. We also give you the current lines for the games as well, too. We do want to caution everyone that's listening to the show, these picks are for recreational purposes only. So if you bet and win, we need a cut. If you bet and lose, keep listening, okay? Keep listening. Let's go ahead and jump
Don't put your red money up, that's for sure.
Let's go ahead and jump right into it and start off with the Kansas City Chiefs, who are going to go on the road and play the Buffalo Bills. They lost. The Chiefs lost last week at home. The Buffalo Bills, of course, got beat up by the New York Jets in a surprise game in week one. The Bills are at home, Royce. And the line for this game is Vegas has them, the Buffalo Bills, favored by 3, giving them the home field advantage. Who wins this game?
You know, I'm going to go with the line. I'm going to give it to Buffalo simply fact of home field advantage only. I think Kansas City is going to give them a good run for their money. But, you know, both of these teams disappointed me last week. But I'm going to go with Buffalo.
Well, the good thing about this game is that somebody is going to have to come out with at least a victory.
That's true. You're absolutely
right.
You're
going to go ahead and stay with your Bills to win this game. Me, myself, as I'm looking at both of these teams last week, you know, the Chiefs are an interesting case. You know, if you look at last week, Matt Castle didn't have a great game, but they did get Jamal Charles started, 16 carries, 87 yards. Destin McCluster got started as well, too. T.J. Spiller was a big surprise for the Buffalo Bills, and, of course, they'll be at home. Right. You know what? Give me the Chiefs on the road, man. For some reason, I think the Chiefs are going to go in there and get the win. I think the Chiefs are a good offensive team, a good defensive team. And it's something about the Bills that's just not clicking for me.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head. C.J. Spiller was 169 yards. I think they're going to ground it, pound, and the home field crowd. Okay, I'm going to go stick with my Buffalo. You didn't convince me to change my pick.
Go with the Chiefs. Let's talk about the Cincinnati Bengals at home after losing to the Baltimore Ravens on the road. They go home and play the Cleveland Browns. Who you got in this game?
I'm picking Cincinnati. I think they get it together this week. And if they don't beat Cleveland this week, Lewis has got to go. I'm serious.
It's only week two. You know, I already called for Marvin Lewis.
I'm serious. They didn't look so good last week. But if they don't beat Cleveland this Sunday, I think his job is going to be in jeopardy.
Okay, well, so you're going to go with Cincinnati. I'm going to go with Cincinnati as well. I got the Bengals winning that game pretty easily. Andy Dalton, of course, he was rattled by the Ravens defense a little bit, didn't throw any touchdowns, but I think he'll be fine going into the game on Sunday. All right, the Minnesota Vikings getting a good win. They're 1-0. The Indianapolis Colts, of course, getting their loss against the Bears. And, again, let's keep in mind, Adrian Peterson playing the second game. He's going to be back. He had 2 touchdowns last game. And we know Indianapolis has the rookie Andrew Luck, but this is Andrew Luck's first home game. So, 2 dome teams, which one wins?
I think Adrian Peterson has found new life and legs. He ran like a thoroughbred last week. I'm going to get a nod to Minnesota.
So you think the quarterback play for Andrew Luck is not going to be enough to get him one win?
No, I think he'll have a good game, but I think that Minnesota will pull this one out.
You know what? I think I agree with you that I think Andrew Peterson is going to have a good day. But for some reason, I just feel like a wild card today. It might bite me after having my 11-5 record from week one. But my wild cardness today says the Colts win this game at home. Andrew Luck gets his first win at home. He beats the Vikings. Of course, I think he'll play better than Christian Ponder. For some reason, I just think the Colts get the win.
Well, Ponder has to do is hand the ball off to Adrian Peterson. That's all he's got to do.
That's true as well.
Andrew Luck has to manage the whole team. I think all he has to do is hand the ball off, and you're going to lead. I'm going with Minnesota.
Yeah, give me the Colts and the upset there. And actually, in that line in the game, Minnesota's favored by 2. And, of course, I'm just going backtracking a little bit. Cincinnati's favored by 7 over the Browns, which is about right. All right, so I got the Colts on the upset pick there. Now, this game here, I feel bad for anyone that lives in the Bay Area or lives in South Florida. The Raiders against the Dolphins. Dolphins 0-1, Raiders 0-1. Neither offense looked really crisp. The defense didn't look very well at all. They've got the line right now, Oakland by 3, even though they're on the road. Who wins this game?
I think Oakland wins the game 3-0. I'm going to go with Oakland.
3-0, wow.
Yeah, that's what the line is, 3. I think they, listen, both of these teams wasn't very good last week. But I like Oakland a little better. They're a better running game. They're a lot better than Miami, I think, and they should win this game.
They should win this game. You're absolutely correct. They should win the game. The thing about Oakland, though, is the penalties. It's the penalties that kill them every time. They make bonehead mistakes. They get these penalties and some kind of way find themselves a way to lose a game. But I think they get the win here. I think they beat up on the Dolphins. So I'll go with the Raiders here as well, too. But I won't be surprised if the Dolphins win, to be honest with you. I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Dolphins win.
Well, I see the defense coming after Tannehill. I think they're going to pressure him. I think they're going to be too much pressure. And I think Oakland will pull this one out. 3-0.
Wow. All right, let's jump right into the Arizona Cardinals, who get the win. Of course, Kevin Cobb will be the starting quarterback for this game, although Skelton started last game. Of course, he's had an injury, but Cobb came in and did very well. Against the New England Patriots, who are at home, their first home game of the season. And they've got the Patriots. I guess this is to be expected. They have them winning by 14 in Vegas.
I say 17. I'm giving it to New England. It won't even be close.
Yeah.
This will be a blowout.
And, you know, every time we do a pick, and it, people that listen to the show over the last 3 years, they know I never pick the Patriots to win. Never, ever, ever pick the Patriots to win.
And you're
win.
Not going
to
pick them this time?
Well, I'm changing my tune today. I'm picking the Patriots to win at home. I just don't think the Cardinals have a chance.
Because I'm going to call you out if you pick an Arizona.
I know you were. I know you were. Yeah, I know you were. All right, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the New York Giants. This game here intrigues me a lot. The Buccaneers getting their first win over the Carolina Panthers in week one, a surprise win, but a good win for first-year head coach for the Buccaneers, Greg Schiano. And he's trying to remake this team. Josh Freeman only threw for 138 yards and one TD, but again, they get the win. And that's an improvement for their franchise who really wants to win very badly. Now, the Giants, 0-1 after losing to the Cowboys at home. They get another home game. I don't think there's no way the Giants lose this game at home. I mean, I don't see them losing two in a row. I think Eli Manning comes out and throws very, very well. They have a good game. And they've got New York favored by 7. I think they'll win this game by more than 7.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. This is one of my 3 game of the weeks. I'll tell you the other 2 later. I'm not really convinced Tampa Bay is that great, but I do know what the Giants have. I don't think Tom Coughlin will let these guys lose 2 in a row. I think Eli had a tremendous game against his Tampa Bay defense and at home, and after being embarrassed by the Cowboys, I'm going with the Giants.
Yeah, it's a good pick. Good safe pick right there. Now, here's a good one. Ravens and the Eagles. The Eagles at home getting that 17-16 win in week one, barely over St. Louis. Now the Ravens on the road after getting their home win against Cincinnati. They go to Philadelphia, play the Eagles, and the line in this game is Philly by 3 just because they're home. And, of course, we know Michael Vick threw four interceptions in week one. So who wins this game, Royce? I'm really interested to hear your pick here.
This is my second game of the week. I like Joe Flacco. I like what the Ravens are doing. Great defense. And if Vic throws 4 picks against them, wow, the score is going to be ridiculous. But I'm picking Baltimore because Macklin is hurt. Deshaun Jackson's a little banged up. And I think Baltimore defense is going to be too much for Michael Vick. They're coming at them.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I'm picking the Ravens for the same reasons. I think the defense is playing well, as they always did. You see Ed Reed get that interception at pick 6. That's just like old times for Ed Reed. But really the offense, and it's amazing how now when you talk about the Baltimore Ravens, you have to talk about the offense. You have to talk about the quarterback, Joe Flacco, Ray Rice and his receivers, Anquan Boldin. You know, all these guys, the offense, the way they've got the offense clicking is really the way to go. So I'm really on board with the Ravens this year, definitely. So I got them winning against Philadelphia on the road. There'll be an upset pick there. Now, the Saints and the Panthers, both of these teams need a win. They're both in the same division in the NFC South. So somebody's got to get a win here. The Saints, of course, were shocked in week one by RG3. Cam Newton shocked in week one by Tampa Bay. Carolina's at home, and the line for this game is New Orleans by 3. Who wins this game?
You know, this was a hard pick for me, and I'm going to tell you it's going to be duel of the quarterbacks. I know New Orleans lost. They were upset last week. I saw this oriented team with the Saints, but I'm going to pick them to win over Carolina. I think Drew Brees bounced back. I think this Saints team has too much pride to lose, and I'm going with New Orleans.
You know, that's a good pick. That's a good pick. You're right. Saints are they're a good organization. Even though they don't have a head coach, even though they're missing some players, of course, Jonathan Vilma is going to be on the PUP list, so he'll miss the first 6 weeks. He's actually going to be meeting with Roger Goodell on Monday after getting reinstated. But you know what? I'm going to pick the Panthers to win this game. Cam Newton, he's got to have a good year this year to follow up for the year he had last year. They're at home. They got to get more than 6 wins, I believe, and I believe they'll do that, starting here with the Saints. The thing about the Saints that really concerned me, Royce, is the fact that they don't have a head coach. And you saw that reflected right in week one. They wasn't able to really get any plays called. They moved the ball. They couldn't really move the ball at all. And you seldom see Drew Brees go 3-and-out as many times as he did against the Washington Redskins.
Right.
So for that reason alone, I'm going to pick the Panthers and the upset to win at home.
And Cam Newton had to play a perfect game in order for them to win. I mean, he had to be flawless.
I think he can,
but I think New Orleans just had too much pride. I think they were really shocked last week. I look for them to play a lot better this week.
But seeing the way that Griffin kind of picked apart that Saints defense, and Cam Newton's
right,
a similar type of player to Robert Griffin III. So that's why I give them the edge in that game.
Right. Okay.
Let's jump to the Houston Texans on the road taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars surprised me a lot last week by taking the Minnesota Vikings in overtime. They can either mean one or two things. The Jaguars are better or the Minnesota Vikings suck. One or two. But so now the Texans go on the road to play them, and in this game they have Houston favored by 8. I think there's no reason why anybody should pick the Jaguars to beat Houston. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. They're healthy. You know, last year this team was on far to go to the playoffs, possibly go to the Super Bowl. Injuries hurt them. Adrian Foster was hurt. Matt Shaw was hurt. Too much firepower on Houston side. I'm going with the Texans. I like this Texans team.
Yeah, Texans look very, very strong with Matt Shaw back, Adrian Foster running the ball.
Remind me of the old Houston Oilers.
Yeah, they look very, very good. And jumping to the late games now, the Washington Redskins on the road playing the St. Louis Rams. They have the Redskins favored by 3. Does RG3 keep the ship rolling? Afloat,
wow.
I should say.
This is going to be a great game. I'm looking for our Robert Griffin to just go nuts in this game against St. Louis defense. I'm going with Washington Redskins.
Give me the Redskins as well on the road. And I think RG3 does throw for 300 yards in this game, some kind of way. I think he puts back-to-back 300-yard games together to keep looking like the top rookie that I think he will be this season. Now, let's jump to the Cowboys and the Seahawks. Cowboys on the road, going up to the Great Northwest to play the Seahawks. Russell Wilson to be their quarterback. Had a pretty decent game, but went 18 for 34. You just can't do that and expect to win. Marshawn Lynch had 21 carries, 85 yards last week, and DeMarco Murray, 131 yards. Oh, Kevin Ogletree, 2 touchdowns. Royce, you got to be picking the Cowboys here. Tell me you're picking the Cowboys, man.
Well, you know, Dallas always has trouble with Seattle. Every time they go to Seattle, they always have trouble. But I don't think they'll have trouble this time. I think they're ready. I think they're primed. I'm taking Dallas.
You know what's funny is how this season almost looks like last season. If you remember, they played in New York, they played the Jets and lost
right.
last season. Then went right out to the West Coast and got a big win over the 49ers. The only team to beat the 49ers
right.
until towards the end of the season. So
somebody
I think they take
West Coast, though.
Yeah, I think they'll take another West Coast trip this time to the greater Northwest and get a win in week two as well, too. So I got the Cowboys winning big here against Seattle. And they got to keep that shit rolling. All right, now the Jets are going to be on the road taking on the Steelers. The Jets, of course, 1-0. Steelers, after losing to Denver and Peyton Manning, now they try to get their first win at home. Who's your pick here?
Wow, this was a hard pick for me. I know the Jets looked good last week. They were clicking on all cylinders. Pittsburgh had a little trouble last week. No Mendenhall running back. They had a lot of players banged up. I'm going to pick Pittsburgh to upset the New York Jets. That's my upset pick of the week.
Is that really an upset? They have Pittsburgh favored by 6 to win that game.
Wow.
I don't think that's an upset. I got the Steelers winning this game also. I got Steelers winning this game as well.
So do you believe the Jets are that good?
No. No, I don't. I think they'll play the Buffalo Bills, is all I can tell you. But they're not going to be a 40-point offense every week. It's not going to happen.
Right.
All right, the Tennessee Titans taking on the San Diego Chargers. The Chargers getting their first win over the Oakland Raiders. The Titans are looking for their first win. And, man, I don't know what is up with Chris Johnson last week, 11 carries for 4 yards. He's got to do more than that, I would hope. So, who wins this game, Royce? They have the Chargers favored by 6.
You know, it's funny that we came to this. They're my fantasy team, not by choice. I got 0 points out of Tennessee's defense. But too much Phillip Rivers. I think he's trying to do another 4,000 yards this year. I think Phillip Rivers and San Diego take this one.
Yeah, give me the Chargers at home as well, too, to win that game. All right, the good matchup here, Royce, and it's a Sunday night game. Detroit Lions taking on the 49ers, both of these teams got one win. Let's not forget the 49ers coming off a big win against Green Bay, a dominant win over Green Bay. And Detroit coming with a late-game heroic from their quarterback, Matthew Stafford, throwing a late touchdown to put them up and win their game. Who wins this one? They got 49ers favored by 7 since, of course, they're at home, and they're a pretty tough team.
49ers have one of the best defense in the league. They will win the West. I'm going with San Francisco.
Yeah. Hard to pick against the 49ers the way they look. That defense and everything, it's hard to pick against
them.
They're
clicking.
They are clicking. I'm going to take the 49ers in the win as well, too. Although, man, someone wants me to pick the Lions, but I'm going to be safe and pick the 49ers to win that game. All right, Monday night. Big one here. Two big quarterbacks. Matty Ice against Peyton Manning. The Broncos against the Falcons. The game is in Atlanta. Peyton Manning goes back to a dome, which we know how good he plays inside a dome setting. Who wins this game on Monday night, Royce? Atlanta's favored by 3, by the way.
Listen, this is going to be this was another tough pick for me because my heart belongs to Denver. I'm rooting for Peyton Manning, but I know Atlanta's a great team. They're playing at home. My upset pick of the week. I think the Broncos go to Atlanta in the Georgia Dome, and Peyton Manning just lights up. He plays great in the Dome. I'm going with Denver Broncos.
You know, you can easily look at both of these teams and ask yourself, you know, this is going to – we know both offenses can score, right? We know both of them can score.
Right.
If you look at the offensive weapons, I think that, you know, I think the Falcons have better skill players, Michael Turner, Julio Jones, Roddy White. You know, if you think about what the Denver Broncos have, Willis McGahee, Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker, Jacob Tammy, they don't really have the skill type players, but you
got
to ask yourself, which defense is better, though?
Right.
The Broncos defense better or the Falcons defense better? You know, because someone's going to have to stop one of these quarterbacks.
Well, I tell you what I saw out of Denver last week, I think this defense is going to get better every week. This is my upset pick. This was a hard pick for me. I like both of these teams, but I like them a little bit better. And like you said, they're playing in the dome. It favors both teams. But I think Peyton Manning goes into that no-huddle offense, man, and they confuse Atlanta Packers' defense, and they pull out a win.
Yeah. You know what? You convinced me. I think I'm going to go with the Broncos to win as well, too, because when I think about it, they've got the better defense. They can really put a stop on the Falcons if they need to. And you're right. Peyton Manning and the no-huddle offense is unstoppable. You know, it's been a year since anyone's seen this his no-huddle.
Right.
He's been a year away from the league. No one's really used to. Yeah, it's kind of like a starting pitcher in baseball. When you get that starting pitcher that comes into baseball, he mows everybody down the first time around through all the teams, and they don't really catch up until they see him the second time. Well, none of these teams have seen Peyton Manning for a year now, so they don't know. They don't remember how to play Peyton Manning. Some of these defensive coordinators never had luck against them.
Right.
And now they're not going to have luck against them right now as well, too. So.
I can see him going to the line of scrimmage now, you know, just confusing the Atlanta defense. You know, the guy's the best when he's calling audibles. And we saw him do it last week in the game. That's how he won the game. I think Peyton Manning is back. I'm going to go with Denver. I'm sticking with Denver. It's going to be a great game, though.
It's going to be a great game. Yeah, I'm definitely going with Denver. Before we get out of here, Royce, tell me who do we need to keep an eye on? Who's going to be a big-time quarterback, running back, and wide receiver for week two?
C.J. Spiller and RG3. I think against his St. Louis team, I think he just lights it up for 300-400 yards.
What do you think about a wide receiver is going to really put some big points up, or fancy points for all the fancy fans out there?
Ogletree. With the
Cowboy player,
yeah.
Man.
You know, Dez Bryant is going to cause so much attention, you know, to him, and he will get some balls. But I think that people forget about Ogletree. The guy has a knack for getting wide open. He does drop passes, but he has a knack for getting open. And I think Tony Romo likes him now. I really do. I think he's going to become one of his favorite targets. Witten is out, so he has to find somebody to be his favorite. And I think a lot of teams double-team Dez Bryant. I think Ogletree will be wide open, just primed and ready for a good game.
Well, I tell you what, give me Manning to have a biggest game for a quarterback in week two, and not Peyton, but old Eli Manning. Give me him against the Buccaneers to have a big game. Running back-wise, go ahead and pencil me in for DeMarco Murray. Dallas Cowboy to have a big game against the Seattle Seahawks. And as far as wide receivers go, you know what? I'm going to pick a wild card in the wide receiver thing. Give me Malcolm Floyd for the San Diego Chargers to have a big game at wide receiver. As we're learning now, the Thursday night game is final now. The Packers win 23-10. The Packers defense forced 7 sacks, 4 interceptions. I mean, it's hard to win when you have a game like that. I'm just thinking right now, Royce, I hope I played the Packers defense in my fantasy league. I hope I did. I just can't remember right now.
Well, one thing I know you did, you picked the Bears to finish second. And that was one reason why I could not put them as high as you did. Simply the fact of Jay Cutler, he's too inconsistent. He's still throwing 4 interceptions. That's a lot. That is a lot.
Well, keep in mind, they can still lose to the Packers and finish second in the division. So
they can still see them that high.
Well, again, we thank everyone for tuning in. Make sure you always check us out, RFSN, which stands for Real Fan Sports Network. So we need your participation. So go to our website, rfsportsradio.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/rfsportsradio. We've got some brand new material posted up, the Mavericks press conference, interviews with Elton Brand and Coach Claude Mathis as well. Tune in this Saturday for a live broadcast of the DeSoto Eagles. Thank you guys. And remember, it's sports talk from a fan's perspective.
Good night.